Hello, everyone. I'm Jackie Britton with this Game Day Live exclusive interview for the Game Day Live app, joined, obviously, by Nate Solder. Nate, you guys are going into this game 3-0. What are you expecting? What's going through your mind the night before the game against the Falcons?
It's just final preparations. It's understanding their defense, understanding what I need to do for the game.
Well, I'm sure you've heard by now that the Georgia Dome tends to get pretty loud. How are you expecting to handle that? Is there any way to prepare for that during a week of practice or not?
Certainly. We've put a lot of preparation into our snap counts and being able to communicate with loud noise and those sort of things.
Okay. Well, last but certainly not least, do you have any game day superstitions? I've talked to Chandler Jones, Dane Fletcher. A lot of them have unique things about them that they have to do before the game. Are you one of those guys?
I don't have anything real unique that sticks out. A lot of different things that I always seem to do, like get in the hot tub and stuff, but that's just getting prepared for the game.
So no songs or anything like that you listen to?
No.
Okay, so fans might need to help him out a little bit. If you want to tweet me at Jackie Britton, maybe we can help Nate out with some pregame songs. But anyway, well, good luck tomorrow against the Falcons.
Right.
We'll see you next time. All right, guys, so some things that the Patriots are going to be looking for. They're going into this game trying to get a win, trying to go 4-0 with a win over the Falcons. Some things to keep in mind, that red zone area. The Patriots right now rank towards the bottom in the league in red zone efficiency and third down conversions. Aaron Dobson talked to reporters this week saying that's something that they have been emphasizing at practice, so we'll be sure to keep an eye on that. Something else, Sebastian Vollmer, who was absent a couple of days this week of practice, made his return on Friday, so it'll be interesting to see if he plays on Sunday as well. Now, something that my eyes are going to be on is not Tom Brady and his receiving group, but more the secondary. I want to see how well Aqib Talib can handle guys like Julio Jones, Roddy White and company, and see how well they can really stop Matt Ryan. Aqib Talib did really well against Vincent Jackson, so we'll see how well he stacks up with Julio Jones. Hope you enjoyed this exclusive Game Day Live interview, and enjoy the game, everyone.